This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. An agreement is almost complete that's designed to prevent the restraint of mental health patients at Bridgewater State Hospital. The agreement is to settle a class action lawsuit over the use of restraints and seclusion at the hospital, which is run by the Department of Corrections. It also follows the death of a Bridgewater patient in 2009 after guards there restrained him. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
Joanne Minnick's son, Peter, is diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, and last year he was at Bridgewater, which is run by the Department of Corrections. According to a class action suit filed on his and other patients' behalf, Minnick was held in seclusion there for a total of more than 6,300 hours and in restraints for more than 400 hours. When his mother, Joanne, visited him, she says, a kind of prison mentality ruled, even though her son, like most patients there, had never committed a crime. For the visits, he was placed in what was called the birdcage.
They would lock him in the birdcage, and he would also be shackled. What is the reason for all of that? You know, that you couldn't touch him sometimes. They wouldn't want you to touch him. I mean, I just can't even believe in this day and age and in this state of Massachusetts that this is going on.
Now, state corrections and mental health officials are agreeing to changes. Among them, stricter policies about when restraint and seclusion can be used, protections for patients' dignity and physical health, rigorous staff training, and third-party oversight. Plaintiff's attorney Roderick McLeish helped negotiate the agreement.
People being tied up sometimes for 136 hours at a time, that will end. It will take resources, but Bridgewater remains a very troubled institution.
To make good, the state would need some $10 million for more than 130 new clinical workers. Lawmakers provided a down payment this year of $1.7 million in new funds, and the state has documented significant improvements since the suit was filed just 7 months ago. At a Superior Court hearing, Judge Paul Wilson said he could sign off on the agreement as early as next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.